This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Morning, January the 3rd of 2025. Currently in downtown Wausau, a bit of a dark start. A lot of cloud cover, not very much in terms of brightness at all. Chilly start as well. Overcast skies, 11 degrees above zero is the temperature. The wind chill factor, in fact, is below zero. Right now at 6 degrees below zero. Live from our studios in Street and North 3rd Street, I am Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I see our Facebook stream is not working again. I don't get it either. And the thing is, I imagine at 9 o'clock it's going to start working again. For some reason, recently, and I have put out the word that that's the issue we're having, that... And then my higher up has been working, sending a note to Facebook, but we haven't got anything out of it. There's some good news, however.
Yeah.
Next week, I've been told, because I put out that, hey, we're having these troubles with our Facebook stream. Mm-hmm. I know that Civic Media has a YouTube channel. And unfortunately, there's a lot of shows that are on at 8 o'clock, besides this one around the state of Wisconsin, on other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Very true.
I said, could we get our own WXCO YouTube channel, and then we could put this show and maybe others, you know, maybe our Wednesday night show, and maybe, who knows, maybe in the future find a way to get some of our high school sports on there as well. Who knows? There's plenty that we could do.
That's a good idea.
But could we get a WXCO YouTube channel? And I got the word this morning that, hey, we're going to have a check in with our tech guy. He's going to work on it. He's not here today, but on Monday, we're going to make sure that he takes a look and see whether or not we could get ourselves a WXCO YouTube channel and then get away from the issues that we are having right now with our Facebook, and then we have everybody go to the YouTube channel instead and be able to join us there, make comments, be part of the program there. So that could be something new and exciting for 2025 as we're very early into the new year. So
it would be nice to have all the games on the YouTube channel as well, so that way people can't
I probably shouldn't have said anything like that, because I think that's probably well down the line, because there is additional costs involved with that, and
that's true. One step at a time.
So we're just going to worry about getting the programs on it first, and we can dare to dream after that, so who knows. But I will keep you updated on that, and hopefully sooner rather than later we can move beyond the issues we're having with our Facebook stream and make you give you an opportunity to check us out on our new YouTube channel coming soon to WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. That is the voice of Ian Welsh that you hear across the way. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Before we go any further, need to let you know what we have on tap here today. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, We'll be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Find out if this cold weather is going to stick around. I know there's been some talk of a major storm a bit south of us. In fact, a storm that's going to cause upwards of a foot to two of snow. Oh. But again, it looks like it's going to miss us. We'll get all the details. Any chance that may change, find out from Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21 here this morning. And then at 8:34 today, we'll be joined by our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clements. Mike has been following the Green Bay Packers and the Milwaukee Bucks and the Wisconsin Badgers. And currently, of course, the focus is on the Green Bay Packers. The Packers getting set to wrap up their regular season on Sunday at noon.
Yes.
First time in a long time they're playing a 12 noon game. I can't remember the last time they played a 12 noon game. It's been such a long time. They played so many night games and then a late game last week against the Vikings. But they'll wrap things up against the Chicago Bears, try to continue the long win streak the Packers have against the Bears. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Bucks losing last night at home to the Nets and the Badgers back in action in men's basketball in the Big Ten against Iowa tonight at the Kohl Center. So plenty to talk about with Mike Clemens. But you remember, if people think this is going to be easy against Chicago. And again, Bears are not playing well at all. They haven't won in a couple of months. But you remember it was a fingertip that gave the Packers a win the last time they played them. They had that blocked field goal right at the end where if the Bears made that field goal, they would have won the football game on the last play. So,
yeah, that was a tough game.
You know the Bears are going to be ready to go. So we'll talk to Mike Clemens about all that coming up at 8:34 this morning. And then in hour number two, we'll welcome back to the show Paul Miklik. We'll talk about Wisconsin sports and more, have some fun with him to wrap up the work week. And then finally, in our final segment of the show, we will have our daily history lesson. We will take a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, talk about some of the famous folks celebrating birthdays, talk about some of the events being acknowledged. And then to wrap it up, our last item on the list for today and for the week, we will give Ian Welsh the number for the day quiz. So far this week, he has 2 out of 4, so that means he has a passing week, but you don't have a winning week yet. And
not yet.
Today it's on the line. If you get it right, you have a winning week. I haven't had a winning week in a while.
So, no, I have not.
So it's time to turn that around, get off 2025 off to a good start, so we will finish things off with our number for the day quiz before handing it off to Jane Mantinere for Mantinere On Air at 10 o'clock. So that's all on the itinerary today. And again, we already introduced Ian Welsh. Ian, anything on the itinerary for you on the weekend? Of course, heading towards the weekend, it's now we're beyond the holidays. I mean, we had been in the run-up to Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's. Always talking about
holidays are wrapped up now.
Getting ready for holidays. But now it's time to get back into the normal kind of grind during the week, have the normal kind of fun on the weekends. Anything on the itinerary for this weekend?
Let's see. Not too much happening this week, and it's going to be pretty quiet, actually. Not really.
You'll just count down the days until you're going to Florida, right?
That's what I can focus on.
Just
right
over
now,
2 weeks until you head off to Florida. If people have missed it, Ian was apparently he was a good boy in 2024. Santa Claus had him on the good list because for Christmas he earned himself a trip down to Orlando and to Disney World, and he will be heading down there coming up in
2 weeks from this coming Sunday.
Yep, so 2 weeks from Sunday, and then go down there, hang out with Mickey and Minnie and Pluto and Goofy and the rest of the group, and have yourself a wonderful time.
I've already started making plans for all the rides I want to go on.
It's good to have a plan of attack when you go into it. Absolutely. So
my dad and I are trying to, you know, go with the flow for the most part, because, you know, things can change all the time, but I just want to have like some basic plans so that I have a I have a general idea of what I want to do.
Very good. So we'll continue to count down with you. And then
at least,
of course,
the weather will be nicer down there.
Well, you better hope so. You better hope
I hope so.
But,
anything above a 20 is okay with me.
You know, exactly right. All right. Real fast here. Can you cut me off for one moment?
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I am still fighting this cough. I feel much better. I have felt better. But sometimes, and I think a lot of people deal with this, where when you get over a little illness, and I was over the new year, before new year, then after new year a little bit, been fighting this little bit of a cold, and but the cough just sort of hangs around, and hopefully get rid of that over the weekend. Real fast, I won't have a chance to rest the voice very much, because tonight we do have high school boys basketball as the Marathon Red Raiders take on Neillsville. Marathon 5-3 on the season, 4-game winning streak, so they'll try to extend that tonight. I'll be in Neillsville for all the exciting play-by-play, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Then tomorrow we have Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey. The Storm ranked number 3 in the state. They're 10-2 so far this season, so halfway through the season. There's 24 games in the regular season, 12 down and 12 to go, and tomorrow they will take on Gentry Academy. That's a team from Minnesota. I'll be very curious to see this team from Minnesota come on over. The game will be played at Green Heck Turner Community Center over at D.C. Everest. We'll be on the air for that one, starting at 1:50 for the pregame and 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff. And also don't forget as well, tomorrow we have the Wausau Business Show every Saturday morning. I know a lot of folks have really enjoyed that. That was one of the, I think, the big highlights for 2024 was the start of the Wausau Business Show, and they will be back with their first show of 2025 coming up tomorrow morning from 8 until 9 a.m. And they'll be talking to one of the great I'm trying to find the information here. Venture capitalist who's based in Wausau. So the man is Marcus Nelson. I was going to get there eventually. Marcus Nelson, he has been featured in Fortune magazine, Forbes magazine, the New York Times, TechCrunch, VentureBeat. He has worked for Facebook, Salesforce, Instagram. I have to admit, the next point that I'm not something that's a real thrilled with. He's been funded by Peter Thiel, and Peter Thiel is not somebody that I'm a big fan of, but nevertheless, he is somebody that has founded many startups, including Rockwater Cafe, and now runs Full Nelson Marketing out of Wausau. So find out about all of that and more with Marcus Nelson tomorrow, 8 till 9 a.m., Wausau Business Show, right here on 98.9 WXCO. And then right after that, of course, it will be Sully's College Football Page. Talk about the college football quarterfinals that just wrapped up yesterday with Notre Dame beating Georgia. Look ahead as well to the semifinals as we get closer and closer to the end of the college football season. So Sully's College Football Page right after the Wausau Business Show. Wausau Business Show 8 till 9, Sully's College Football Page 9 to 11 tomorrow morning right here on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up, we'll talk about the weather with Brittany Merlot. That's straight ahead. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, I forgot to mention as well at the start of the, can you make sure our audio feed is not distorted, Ian?
No, I double-checked it as soon as we went on the air.
Because I got a text from somebody that says our audio feed is distorted. So is right now, is can you listen in and make sure that we're okay? Are we?
It sounds Clear to me.
Okay. We will double check it for the person that texted in. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everything has been cleared up, but technological issues from time to time. So again, we do monitor it, but sometimes it does slip on through. But we are now joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Just blame the weather. It's always the weather's fault.
Could be. I don't know. That's one of those things. But this morning it is dark out. It's kind of a dreary start. It's a cold start. In fact, this morning as we were coming in, we had some wind chill factors below zero. It's one of those bundle up days if you're heading off to, because school is back in session after the holidays and people getting back to work as well. But it's a bundle up day.
It really is, honestly. It's overcast. It's dark out there, like you said. Still a few flurries flying around as well. I'm not going to lie. That kind of added to the day yesterday. It was like a snow globe vibe, but I'm trying to find the positives, right? As we are dealing with another Arctic air blast moving on in. Of course, high temperatures today are only going to be reaching 13 degrees. But we've got those breezy winds still. They're gusting around 20 to 25 miles per hour, and that knocks us down to feeling sub-zero. And in fact, I think we're going to feel sub-zero all day today. So layers, gloves, hats, scarves, all of that. Cover your exposed skin because frostbite is a real thing. I was standing outside, I think it was Sunday, for about 30 minutes or so, and the winds weren't even that strong yet, and my fingers were hitting that frost nip borderline there. So just be careful. We are dropping to lows overnight tonight near 0 degrees, and with the wind still strong, it's going to feel probably anywhere from 15 to 20 below. So tomorrow morning, a very frigid start. We will see a few flurries still scattered possibly throughout the day tomorrow, but more sunshine than today. So a brighter weekend ahead, but still cold. Highs tomorrow hit 12 degrees, still feeling near zero. Winds will start to ease a little bit throughout tomorrow night, and then by Sunday, they'll be calm, but temperatures still cold. Will be at highs of 18 degrees. Now, if you're headed to the Packers game on Sunday, it is a home game, right? Highs will hit 20, but with the winds at 10 miles per hour, the highs for Sunday's game will really feel more like 10 degrees. Mm. So anywhere from 0 degrees while you're tailgating to about 10 degrees is what it's going to feel like. But it will be partly sunny and calm compared to today and tomorrow standards.
Final day, final game that the Packers will play at home this year. So for those folks even here in central Wisconsin that head on over there, final time for the 2024 season, now that we're the 2025, to see the Packers at Lambeau Field. One thing that won't have to worry about is major snow. I heard you talking earlier about, I had not kind of realized this idea of a foot to two of snow south of here.
Yes, far, far south of here. It's a pretty big deal for them because, you know, we're used to getting the foot or two of snowfall. Not so much Nebraska, Missouri, central Illinois, even into Kentucky area. They're looking at 1 to 2 feet of snowfall plus ice accumulations as well. This is a massive, massive storm that is sliding south of us. So this cold air that we're sitting in, this high pressure, is actually steering the storm south and keeping it away. So what we'll see from this storm is nothing, really. Maybe some lake effect snow off of Lake Michigan, but that's not going to get here into central Wisconsin.
And also, you had mentioned that as well. Is there possibly some ice involved with that as well?
Yes. And that's pretty big ice accumulations, nasty. Which so nasty. And I don't think they have that much equipment to handle storms like we do. So I assume people are probably going to be going down there to help them out. It's going to be a big deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, here for us, but we got sunshine, cold. You know, if you're feeling some of those seasonal affective disorder symptoms, a little depression, a little tiredness, I'm going through it. I'm going to be honest. Get outside this weekend, even though it's cold. Just go for a 5-minute walk. The sunlight will help your mood.
Oh, absolutely. That is, again, exactly right. I mean, this time of year, we can go great lengths of time without sunshine. So when it's out there, you have to get out there and really enjoy it. Okay, what are the details here for our weekend forecast?
All right, cold, 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 and more cold. Still breezy today and tomorrow, which is going to make things worse before it eases up on Sunday. A ton of sunshine this weekend. Highs today, about 13 degrees, feeling more sub-zero. Highs tomorrow, 12 degrees, feeling more like zero, and then we'll hit 18 degrees feeling like the single digits on Sunday, and finally sliding back to the 20s on Monday. No big weather systems headed our way, so a calm and beautiful weekend.
Yep, no, nothing in terms of adding to the snow on the ground, which is very, very little at this point, so keep those snowmobiles in the garage.
Yes. Oh, and check your pipes, too, because we have little snow as insulation. This colder air is a little bit worse, considering the fact that we don't have snow out there.
Good tip indeed. Well, Brittany, enjoy the weekend. As you said, get out there, have a nice walk, have a nice walk, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend. Bye.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday at 8:21 right here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, overcast skies and 11 degrees. The wind's northwest at 17 miles per hour, so that means the wind chill is 6 degrees below zero. So be aware, if you're out there, make sure you're ready. If you're hitting the road, have that emergency weather kit available. The dew point is 3 degrees, so a relative humidity of 70%. The barometer at 30.18 inches, visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we have an information update. We'll hear what's going on around the country, around the world, plus sports, our entertainment feature as well with Pete Schwaba. And then right after that, we'll be talking to our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike has been in Green Bay following the Packers in the run-up to Sunday's game against the Bears. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up with Mike Clemens here on 98.9 WXCO. I was so hard to please. Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Hear the Salvation Army band. Down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you've got planned. Carry your cup.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35. Again, a chilly start here in north central Wisconsin, 11 degrees at our studios in downtown Wausau, wind chill factor of 6 below zero. And I know a number of folks here in the Wausau area have season tickets to Lambeau Field, and we'll be heading on over to Green Bay for the regular season finale on Sunday. It'll be a chilly one over at Lambeau as the Packers take on the Chicago Bears. To talk about that game, talk about where the Packers stand, talk about last week's tough loss against Minnesota, and then also branch out into more. We're very happy to welcome our 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens back to the program. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. You know, I just looked out the window here at the motel I stay at in Green Bay, and yeah, my car is lightly covered in snow, so we must have got some snow overnight. I haven't actually even checked the forecast. I guess it's in the teens or around 20 at noon on Sunday when the Packers host the Bears, right?
Yep, upper teens on Sunday, so a bundle-up day at Lambeau for what likely, I mean, it would take kind of a minor miracle. Packers have to get the number 6 seed and then somehow play the number 7 seed, Washington, I believe it would be, somewhere along the line in the NFC Championship game for there to be another game at Lambeau Field this year. So it'll be the last time to be at Lambeau for an actual football game for the 2024 season.
Yeah, we're going to be in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles.
I think the I think the Washington got through that last real high hurdle when they were able to find a way past Atlanta when Atlanta missed that field goal late in the fourth quarter Sunday night. But let's go back to Sunday, actually, because for the second time this season, you look at the final score. Packers fall to the Vikings by 2 points, and for the second time this season, the Packers spot the Vikings multi-score lead, three-score lead, make a rally, but then come up just short. What was your take on Sunday's game?
27-25. Packers made a run there at the end. I actually had a chance to talk to some of the coaching staff by the team bus, and I said, and they were wiped out. They were emotionally drained. They wanted that game bad. The Vikings are a rival, and you know, if you're a coach, it's not a good look to say you only got one win in your division this year. And that was a blocked field goal against the struggling Bears, right?
Yeah.
You know? And here's the thing to take away from that game. I mean, yeah, Justin Jefferson's the best receiver in the NFL. And then, you know, Addison's pretty good, too. And you got T.J. Hockenson covered, their big tight end. They brought on Aaron Jones, and, you know, you got Rashawn Gary trying to contain him. So then the next thing you know is, you know, you've got another wide receiver, Jalen Naylor, with 5 catches and a touchdown there in the first half. Sam Darnold, it's just amazing what Kevin O'Connell has done with this guy that struggled those years with the Jets, had a cup of coffee with the Panthers, was with the 49ers last year. And you got to wonder if Kyle Shanahan's scratching his head. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't know you could get that out of him. And Kevin O'Connell, when I watch these games, Chad, and you know, in the press box, I'm looking at the monitor. I'm writing down a stat. I'm monitoring, you know, what's being said over the air. I'm looking with binoculars, and I'm going to watch the left tackle for the next 3 or 4 plays and see how that matchup's going. And at some point in the third quarter, I just kind of put that all away, and I just sat back and watched. And you know, Jordan Love's got a big arm. You see him step, plant, throw, and then this big ball comes, you know, arcing over, and it's like, okay, I'm not quite sure who that's intended for. Sam Darnold, O'Connell's got this guy where it's snap, plant, throw. They're usually mid-range throws. The ball doesn't get very high, and as soon as the ball comes out of his hand, your eye can say, oh, I see it, yeah, there's guy right over, wide open over the middle there with his hand up in the air, and he hits, and he chunk plays, you know, 15 yards, 20 yards, how he moves that team down the field. And so the Vikings, this is a pretty scary operation. You know, 20 years ago, remember Bob Harlan, the former CEO and president?
Mm-hmm.
He would stand up there and say, you know, we're doing fine, but we've got to do this now. We've got to build this extension of the stadium. We're going to, you know, improve the facility here because we got to keep up with these other teams in the league. And you're like, come on, Bob, you got a 30-year waiting list for tickets. Got a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's all good, right? And he was absolutely right, because since Ziggy Wolf took over that Vikings operation, first he got out of that Humpty Dome, that Metrodome.
Right.
And that U.S. Bank Stadium now, they've got that place rocking. I mean, it's a tough place to play. It's almost like, you know, the fans and the music and all the environment is in sync with that football team, and it's hard to break through that. And then talk about team facilities. I went to the facilities the Vikings used to have were right out of the early 70s. It was bad. It was cheap. That's changed. They've got brand new facilities that they've built that are as good, maybe not even better than what the Green Bay Packers have got going right now. And that's one way that you can do your job better. The training is better. It's easier to draw free agents once they come to visit. So, I mean, the Vikings, they're no longer a joke of a franchise. They're going to be tough to deal with, and they got a good coach.
And speaking of Sam Darnold, and obviously teams try to find their quarterback so very often. It takes sometimes you go through so many to find the right one. They have a number one pick. They got J.J. McCarthy, who's been out the entire year after that knee surgery. How do you move forward in terms of, it seems as though it's a big risk. I mean, yeah, J.J. McCarthy was a good college quarterback, but you've got a guy that seems to fit in so perfectly with this offense, with the coach and everything else. Do you really decide to say, hey, Sam, you know, let's, for argument's sake, say they win Sunday, they win 15 games of the season, and then whatever happens in the playoffs, You say, well, thanks a lot. You were the great bridge. We're going to let you move forward. Do you do that?
What do I know? Because Kirk Cousins was rolling with that team until he suffers the torn Achilles in a game at Lambeau, right? And so that ruined their season, wrecked their season last year. But I thought for sure, oh, you know, they'll bring him back. Well, they didn't. They moved on. I don't know what they knew, if they knew about an Achilles or whatever. But, you know, look how Kirk Cousins surprisingly got off to a good start with the Falcons and then got benched. Yeah, he's thrown four picks in a game. He just hasn't been himself this season coming off that injury. And I don't understand why this is such drama. I just think you sign Sam. I mean, you got things working. That's a pretty good quarterback. And so they'll see how far that he can take them when they get to the postseason. But I just think it's a no-brainer. Give this guy a couple more years extension and pay him, because it's hard to get a quarterback. And, you know, give McCarthy a couple of years to get ready. I would think it would be the simple thing to do. Here's the other thing, too, that I'll take away from that game. I mean, that coaching staff, they were furious about that Carl Cheffers referee crew.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, one of them told me that's like the worst crew we've done. That referee crew, coming into that game, they kept, you know, their flags in their pocket. They were through one of the least amount of penalties. The Vikings were screaming about it, too. Like, I was listening to Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, and they were crazy over some of the calls against the Vikings in that game. But that was a tough loss, a really tough loss. And so now the Packers have to regroup, take on a Bears team that's in the middle of a 10-game losing streak. They're finding ways to lose games. They've got everybody focuses on Caleb Williams and him scrambling and trying to, you know, get a ball and under pressure, and 67 sacks he's taken for the season. No one's talking about the fact the Bears just held the Seahawks to 6 points in their last game. So that Bears defense can come through and be a pain, like they were against the Packers in their last game at Soldier Field. So, the Packers have beat the Bears as a franchise now 11 times in a row. They're looking to make that 12 this weekend.
Are you surprised only three Packers are named to the Pro Bowl?
What I thought was a pleasant surprise was that here you go out and get two big players in free agency, one on offense, and Josh Jacobs, the running back, and he's been to the Pro Bowl twice in his time with the Raiders, and then Xavier McKinney, 24 years old, safety, really smart young man, and extremely hardworking and very prepared each week and a leader that way. But, you know, you bring two free agents off the street, and both of them go to the Pro Bowl their first year with your team. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty unique accomplishment. And then I'm kind of surprised Rashawn Gary got in.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, said, hey, you know, I know you guys are always looking for quarterback sacks. He's got 6.5. You know, his best years he's had 9. But it's not all about that. They're asking Rashawn Gary to take that left tackle and push him up into the pocket and contain the run at the same time. And that's his assignment. If he gets a quarterback sack, fine. But that's not his focus. His focus is to disrupt and to contain. And, you know, as Hafley said, obviously the coaches and players have voted. They'll see on tape, you know, how tough this guy is to deal with. And that's why Rashawn Gary is the third Packer to be a starter in the Pro Bowl this year.
You mentioned the Vikings and their home field advantage. Do the Bucs have a home court advantage? It seems like they're losing to a lot of teams that they shouldn't be losing to at home. And last night was the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, in a week's time, they've lost to the Nets at home at Fiserv Forum both times. A struggling team. The Nets end up taking this series 3-1. Bucks 1-3 against the Nets. And last night, another slow start. And then Andre Jackson Jr. just before the half, he's got his hands up in the air, and one of the Nets is crossing at midcourt. And Nick Claxton, and Jackson's hand collides with his face. It looks like he slapped him in the face. And I think it was just an accident. But they called him for a flagrant, you know, unnecessary and excessive contact, and ejected him from the game. He's one of their better rebounders. But then here's Giannis, end of the third quarter, takes the whole team on his back. They go on a run. They were down by 24. They go and score 20 unanswered points. Nets' last bucket was with, you know, just under 7 minutes left. They scored a couple of free throws at the end. Damian Lillard could not connect on a couple three-pointers. So they lose to the Nets again, 113 to 110 last night. After the game, Doc said, it's like, he said, in some ways it's like the same game. It's a young team that pressures, and if the Bucks don't move the ball, if they don't do a lot of passing, you know, they won't be able to take a younger team like that out of rhythm, like they did against the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals. So lesson to be learned by some of those veterans.
And finally, the Badgers back in action. Big Ten gets back into play here after the New Year's holiday. And the Badgers take on Iowa at the Kohl Center. And actually, pretty significant game, isn't it, for Bucky?
I think so, because, you know, as you say, Greg Gard and his guys got a nice break there over the holidays. And now they get back into Big Ten conference play. The Hawkeyes and the Badgers each have the same record right now, 10-3. But they're now just getting into, they've only played a couple games, you know, in the conference. So the only advantage, you know, that I see is that the Badgers are at home at the Kohl Center tonight. They tip off at 6 o'clock against the Iowa Hawkeyes. That should be a pretty good game, pretty good test for the Badgers.
Absolutely. So, right, we're into a busy time here in sports. And, Mike, you're always on top of it. Really appreciate your time. Enjoy your final game day at Lambeau here for this season. And we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Chad. Have a good weekend, man.
That's our Mike Clemens again joins us. Boy, he does a great job. He gives us great sound. If you tune in throughout the course of the day, Mike with sports updates 24/7 here on Civic Media and 98.9 WXDO. We're going to take a quick time out and come back with more as we continue on this Friday morning. I want to talk a little bit about, again, something we've been talking about for the past week. We've been talking a lot about Jimmy Carter and the way that, you know, he handled himself for his entire life. And corruption. Jimmy Carter was a peanut owner, peanut operator. Compare what he did 48 years ago to what Donald Trump is doing. I want to kind of delve into that. And when are the people going to ask for more from their current representatives? Demand more. Going to talk about that. Coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52. Again, 11 degrees is the temperature in downtown Wausau. At our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Well, today is the start of the new Congress. Lots of activity going on. Talk a little bit about that a little bit later on as well. But as we start, again, a new Congress, and then, of course, in the run-up in the next couple of weeks to the inauguration of a new old president, it's time to, again, I think, take a look at the responsibility of people in this country. Because I've heard in a lot of the looking back at what happened in November, talking about, well, you know, why did the people vote the way they did? Why did they decide that Donald Trump was going to be the person they wanted to return to the White House to be able to run the United States federal government in the executive branch? And I've heard folks, and I've heard folks on this very network talk about, well, we can't blame the people. We can't blame the people. That's, you know, they got their reasons, worried about inflation, worried about this and that. I do think, to a certain extent, you can blame the voters, because part of the whole idea of our system of government is a responsibility of the citizenry to be up to speed on everything that is going on in order to make a intelligent and informed decision on who they elect to represent them. And when they decide to that they want to represent them in the highest office given, the presidency of the United States, and they choose a 32-time convicted felon, a man deemed liable for sexual assault, a man that has profited through his service in Washington the first time around, then I do think that people need to take a look in the mirror. And I came across this morning before the program, as I was getting ready for the show, an interesting article. It's on publicnotice.com, talking about the legacy of Jimmy Carter when it comes to anti-corruption. And the title of the article by a man named Stephen Robinson is "Jimmy Carter's Anti-Corruption Legacy is Being Desecrated." And again, I would, you know, say the check it out at publicnotice.com. And the author talks about the many obvious differences between Jimmy Carter and Donald Trump, and people talking a lot about Jimmy Carter and his, I would say, great ethics, not only in office but outside of office. And Jimmy Carter, 48 years ago, after being elected president of the United States, he set a new standard for presidents. He put his peanut business into a blind trust. And the thing is, the peanut business was not even a huge business. But Jimmy Carter wanted to make sure that there was not even the slightest hint of corruption. He'd retain ownership of the property, but the trust agreement would ensure that he would not benefit financially from agricultural policy decisions that he may make as president. His business was valued at about $1.6 million, which would be equivalent of $8.8 million in 2024 dollars. Well, not what you would consider a Trump organization level of business. Carter stated in the trust documents at the time that he wants the trustees to arrange the assets of the trust so that no one should reasonably assert that his actions as president were motivated by a desire to foster his own personal monetary gain or profit. Donald Trump, and apparently the people of this country, to a large extent, don't care. He initially suggested he would follow Carter's example back in November of 2016. He said at the time, after the election of 2016, that he felt it was visually important as president to no way have a conflict of interest with his various businesses. However, like most of what Trump says, it was a lie. He announced in January 2017 he would not divest from his businesses and instead would simply hand over control temporarily to his sons. And then last year, during the campaign, Trump blew off any concerns about keeping his business interests should he return to the White House. He says, "If I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, that's a small amount of money." He says, "I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels, and stayed there and they paid. I don't get $8 million for doing nothing." Trump, his role as president of the United States is just another means of self-aggrandizement and making money for himself. The thing about it is corrupt when Donald Trump charges the Secret Service the highest level to stay in those hotels to presumably protect the president. We had the highest level of corruption because of Watergate in 1974. That led to the resignation of Richard Nixon. Jimmy Carter took that seriously. At some point, the American people have to take it seriously as well. And not just say, oh, Donald Trump, he's just being Donald Trump. So as we talk about Jimmy Carter next week in the run-up to his funeral services, what did Jimmy Carter do that can also be taken here 48 years later? One of those is divesting yourself of your business and putting the pressure on Donald Trump to do that. We have another hour to go here on this Friday. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.